35 minutes left in this season opener for both teams. It'll be a Herring goal kick now. She has 3 saves on the day so far, just racking up that total from last year. Who knows? She might even beat that total from last year. It's a beautiful ball played into Killigrew. Killigrew stops it, though. Tries to play it in the middle to a streaking Stiles, but Korsberg barely gets a left toe on it, is able to thwart that attack. It goes right to Ramirez. Ramirez just a bit handsy, but no call on the play. Gulnick looks to the right side. She has a wide, wide open Catherine Ripple on the right side. It is played out, and there will be a foul called on Ripple. Ripple streaking in from that right defensive side. Unfortunately, got a little bit too eager, as Ripple is known to do. Again, this Dominican team not afraid to put their hands on their opponent. And it seems like so far they know how to do it without the referee seeing, because there hasn't been too many calls. There hasn't been too many dirty plays at all. Referees so far kept fairly good control of this game. Ripple on the defense now, and looks like Pomona with the hands all over. No call, though. Between Korsberg's legs, she gets it back with a slide, and it's still Killigrew's ball. She plays it down the line. Ortega going against Carlson. Big height difference. Ortega goes with the fancy style. Can't quite get it, as Carlson is right on her, and it'll be a goal kick. Carlson really was never worried, as she had her pinned in the corner. So far, it looks like the pairing of Korsberg and Carlson looks to be a very, very good one, as they support each other. They're both very eager to go into that aggression attacking mode, and both very, very eager to support, too. Really, really a team aspect in the defense. Baptista now with the defense after the throw-in. Ramirez takes on the triple team, and does so and draws the foul. Good play by Ramirez to keep that ball. Looks like she might have a cramp on her hands and the calves, but looks to just stretch. There are, unfortunately, a few injuries for Dominican, as we won't see a few players out on the field that we usually would. One of them is new freshman, 5'8", from Martinez, California, Catherine Toddle. She looks to be a big, big contributor this year for the Dominican Penguins. Not on the field right now, though, as she will need time to recover. Another one is veteran junior Jill Nunes. Looks to, actually, a very versatile player, can play offense or defense, and has played both and started at both, actually, for this women's team. Jill Nunes out with an injury. A few injuries that will affect the beginning of the season for these Dominican Penguins. It'll be a Pomona throw on the left side attacking for them. Hansen on defense now has to come all the way across from her left side, but is able to do so successfully as she makes the Pomona offender dribble right out of bounds. Meg's Herring goal kick. 31 minutes left in this game as Dominican looks to push up the field. It seems like they need to push up a little more than they already are to really eliminate that space in between the defense and the midfield. And that'll be up to players like Jessica Hinsky, newcomers, really. And newcomers are so, so important to a team dynamic. How well can you join that team dynamic? How well can you create and influence that team dynamic? The way you play on the field, the way your entire team kind of moves around you will be tested in these first couple games for these new coming Penguins. Hannah Liu, with a little bit of speed, dribbles up. She's going against Hansen. It's a good right-footed cross all the way across the field to the left side. Megan Kislin now with her own cross back to the middle of the field. It's flicked over to the Pomona offense. They get it right on the middle of the box. Dribbled around a little bit, but dribbled around too much by Pomona. It's cleared out by Dominican. But Pomona will not let up. They keep kicking it into the middle of the field. testing that Dominican defense. Pomona still has the ball. Over on the right side of the box, right corner of the box, it's cleared out by Hansen. Another sliding clear. She's got plenty of scrapes and bruises already in just the first 60 minutes of this game. Her legs are covered in scrapes. A true test of a wide defender. There are plenty of slides that you have to make as a right or left back. The throw-in is played all the way up to Jessica Hinskin. Pomona steals the ball, though, over on the right side, near the midway point. They play it up the line. Carlson is there for defense. Sprinting back, she clears it out of bounds. Simple play by Kayla Carlson, but effective nonetheless. And there is a substitution on the field. 29 minutes left in this game. The substitution will be on Pomona's side. Rachel Killigrew coming out in favor of number 19, Haley James, an offensive substitution for Pomona. Haley will be the one to throw it in and gets it right back. She has the right-footed cross, but it's right to Carlson's head. Carlson, with that reliable header, is able to get all the way to Ramirez. Ramirez puts her body into the bigger Pomona player. There's a little tussle, but Lauren Golnick ends up with the ball. Now Golnick in the middle of the field, looking forward. Has Ramirez down the line. The center back for Pomona gets the support, and so does the keeper, but Ramirez is all the way over there, and the keeper just barely is able to come out fast. And Sarah Roman, with a lot of aggressiveness on that play. Ramirez looks a bit tired after that big run. She has really been working her way all the way down the field this game. Now Hinskin. Ramirez gets back onside. Hinskin tries to play it down the line. Over to Golnick. Golnick gets across. Oh, and it looks like Golnick was actually offsides herself. Another offsides called by this right side assistant referee. No complaints on the play, though. It seems as though it was a legit offsides. Offsides really is one of the hardest rules in soccer, especially one of the hardest rules to call. However, there is a reason we have assistant referees in soccer. The clearance goes right to Catherine Ripple, who plays it to Mendez. Mendez to Hinskin. Hinskin plays it down the right sideline to Ripple, but the pass is not quite hard enough, and the defender is able to clear it right off of Ripple for her own throw-in. Pomona throw-in. Pomona has another substitution on the play. They're on their left defensive side. Coming into the play is Elisa Gonzalez in favor of Monica Keela. Pomona's throw in deep in their left side. Let's see if Dominican keep them in this corner. And just like that, the triangle pass is out for Pomona, and they are down that left sideline at the midway point now, looking for it. Looks like Ripple is doing a very, very good job to get back, stops the Pomona attack, but they play it towards the middle. Now it'll be a good Gonzalez to try to play it to the right, and it is cleared out by Carlson. Clearance is right to Mendez. Mendez passes it to Golnick, not a hard enough pass, though, and it has to go to Hansen to clear it out herself. Ortega now playing on the right side for Pomona instead of the left, as she usually was. It's a very, very dangerous cross all the way across the field from Haley James. It got past the head of Carlson, which Catherine Ripple did not think it would do, and neither did Megs Herring. Megs Herring was taken off guard by getting past that header. Luckily, it did not go to a Pomona player. Cleared out for a corner kick. 26 minutes left in this half. Still 1-0 in favor of Pomona. The corner kick is a good one. Right to the middle of the field. Some pushing going on, and it is cleared out by Catherine Ripple. Good job by Jessica Ramirez to get that clearance. Working hard, putting her hands on, and oh, a very, very good job of Jessica Ramirez to keep her hands off, but the referee does not agree. He calls the foul on the play, even though Jessica Ramirez did not necessarily put both hands on her, as she has been known to do on that occasion. Pomona ball now on the left side at the halfway point. They look to play it towards the middle, but they keep it to the left. Ortega, really the playmaker for this Pomona team, gets it back after the give and go. Ortega tries to play it into the middle, a through ball to Samantha Stiles, cleared out by Kayla Carlson, shifting over to her right side to clear that out. It'll be a Pomona throw-in after the clearance, as Elisa Gonzalez will be the one on the throw. There's a substitution on this throw-in. Nicole Killigrew coming out in favor of number 26, Lauren Miller, all the way from Redwood City. Another throw-in for Pomona on their left side in the attacking half. 24 and a half minutes left in this game. It's a big throw over the head of Korsberg, and it looks like Ripple's clearance went right off of Korsberg's backside. Right back out of bounds for yet another Pomona throw-in, even deeper in their attacking side on the left side. A borderline corner kick with a cannon like that. The header's cleared out. Let's see if Hinskin can get to it. She can't quite do it, and Pomona has the ball. Still in their attacking half. Here's the early cross. It's flicked on, but flicked on to nobody except Megs Herring. 24 minutes left still, 1-2-0. Herring's clearance goes to Ramirez. Ramirez flicks it over to Hinskin. Hinskin flicks it over to Golnick, but it doesn't quite get to Golnick. Pomona will have the ball, and they look to push it up on the left side. At the midway point, they have the down-the-line option. They go there. Arika Ontiveros plays it to the middle. Here's Ortega. Tries to play the dime in between Carlson and Hansen, but Hansen gets back in time and is able to thwart that attack. Now it goes to Mendez, and Mendez and Pomona are fighting on the other side. Hansen has to clear it all the way over and deep in their territory against the streaking Allison Suave. It goes right off Suave's knees for a goal kick. Another goal kick for the big leg of Megs Herring. So far, we are really seeing the fitness of this Dominican team. Just 23 minutes left, and there is no sign of letting up at all running-wise for this Dominican team. You have both Jessica Ramirez, Lauren Golnick, even Catherine Ripple streaking as fast as they can, constantly with little to no rest in between their runs. Luckily, Dominican does have the bench depth that they need, and they will use it right now. Lauren Golnick coming off the field in favor of number 24, Jill Thomas, the sophomore from Portland. Looks like Thomas is that 12th man, that all-important 12th man, first man off the bench for Dominican. The throw-in goes right to Thomas, and she's able to keep it in between two Pomona defenders. It's over to Carey. Carey plays it straight up in the air, right to a Pomona header. Now Ripple actually plays it behind her. Korsberg's header is not a strong one. It has to go to Ripple. Mendez and Baptista now fighting for that ball. Good fight by Baptista. Still fighting with Pomona. In the middle of the field, Pomona seems to steal the ball. They play it back, and they keep possession. Let's see if Pomona looks to switch the field in this possession. They almost do, but they stay on the left side. Now they have Swaff. Swaff defended by Korsberg. One-on-one defense. And Korsberg is able to get that slide, that patented, desperate slide that she is so, so good at. And the clearance by Carlson, yet again, supporting Korsberg as she always should, is out of bounds for a Pomona throw-in. Another substitution now for Pomona. Number 21, Arika Ontiveros from Lancaster, California, is coming off the field in favor of number 9, Allie Maxwell. Maxwell seeing her first time of the day. She hails from Redding, California. Maxwell gets it, but it's defended by Ripple, and it's off Ripple out of bounds for another Pomona throw-in here on the left side in the middle of the field. Over Ripple's head and cleared out. Big clearance by Kayla Carlson. A little too big, though. Out again for a Pomona throw-in. It'll be defended over on the right side. Dominican's favorite side, in fact. They really, really love to overload this right side. Try to get some triangle passes. Really just keep that possession on the right side. Catherine Ripple sends the ball all the way out into the stands. Heads up out there. Pomona with another throw-in at this scenic San Rafael location. It's over Ripple's head. Ripple has to get back to defend. She does well and is able to clear it off of the offensive player's legs over there for a goal kick. It'll be Megs Herring with the goal kick. 20 minutes now left in this half. For a while, for about the past 5 minutes, it's been all Pomona attacking so far. And while Dominican has done their best to keep the attack short, they still cannot quite get the clearance needed to really get that stress level down. Pomona now attacking. They send it to the middle. It's over to James. James tries to play it over to Kislin on the left side. It gets to Kislin. Kislin turns Thomas around on her left foot. Now she plays it down the line. On the attacking side, it's too far and out of bounds for a Catherine Ripple throw-in on the right side for Dominican. Ripple doesn't have a lot of options here. Baptista, Thomas. Here comes Ramirez, the real option. Ramirez is really working hard to try to get those flicks. And Ramirez is down, actually. She went up for a header. No contact on the play, but Jessica Ramirez is down. Seemed to grab her ankle after she fell and cannot get up. She is far away from the play. The referee notices, and they finally play it out of bounds. Jessica Ramirez, a huge component. Tara Kolesky cannot be happy about this development. She must have come down wrong on her ankle after she tried to flick the header. She did get very high in the air. There was no contact on the play, no foul necessary, anything. Just Ramirez coming down in an awkward way. She doesn't have too big of a grimace on her face, however, does look upset and does look like she has to come out of this game. And the trainer will be forced to come and talk to her. The clock is stopped now. 18:29 left in this season opener for both teams. Looks like Ramirez can't quite step or really walk on it so far. Jessica Ramirez is really one of the best players on this team and has been one of the best players on the field the entire game. Her work ethic has been nothing short of spectacular all game long. Her as the target player really is the most attacking player. You don't necessarily have to get those deep, over-the-head runs that you'd expect maybe the speediest players like Cristiano Ronaldo to do. However, cutting back, keeping the ball, keeping possession, and making that extra pass is so important for a target to do. Jessica Ramirez so far has developed and really shown that sort of game so far in this match. Ramirez able to get up, not quite on her own, with the help of our lovely trainer Tara, but Ramirez coming out of the game will be replaced by, it looks like, number 17, Sarah Pimentel, a junior from Houston, California, over near Modesto, will come in as the target for Dominican. Sarah Pimentel's first action of this very green season. It's still Pomona ball, and they're still in a very attacking mode all the way on that right side. Almost a corner, this throw-in is. It's flicked on. Still in the box. They pass it out. They get the here's the cross. It's a low cross, and Herring's aggressiveness pays off. She's able to gobble it up. And we will keep you updated on how Ramirez is feeling later in this game. A big loss so far. Hopefully it's not anything serious, as Dominican already has their share of injuries so far. Pimentel tries to steal it, can't quite get it. It's now Pomona ball on the left side. Go down the line. They love that down the line pass. They do. Double team by Dominican, and it's cleared out by Dominican for a throw-in. It'll be Allie Maxwell on the left side in the attacking position for Pomona on the throw. They play it to Ortega. Ortega has some space. Too much space, in fact, especially Ortega being the playmaker that she is. good cross all the way over to the right side defensively for Pomona, but it's thwarted right away by Megan Hansen. And here comes the counter for Dominican. It's Hinskin going up the middle. She has Pimentel on the right. She has Thomas on the left. She elects to go to Thomas. It's all the way up to the keeper, and the keeper has to come out of her box to clear it with her feet all the way to the midway point. Unfortunately, Hansen clears it herself out of bounds. It'll be a Pomona throw-in on the right defensive side for them. Looks like Hannah Liu, her name being brought up a lot so far this game. She's definitely one of the most prominent defensive players for this Pomona team. It has been a tough game for Dominican. But Tara Kolesky, their coach, wanted this type of game for the preseason. She wanted her girls to be really tested. This is a prospective top 20 NCAA Division II lineup that Pomona is putting out there. Went to the NCAA tournament last year and is picked third in their conference for this year. Definitely a challenge for Dominican, but Kolesky is up to that challenge. So far, her girls have been too. Pomona on the left side attacking. They put in the cross to the middle of the field. Hansen comes all the way over, but it's over to number 9, Allie Maxwell. Maxwell almost has a shot, but can't quit the shot off because Carlson steps in too fast and is able to clear the ball. It'll be another Pomona throw-in on this left attacking side. 16 minutes left in this still 1-0 game in favor of these Pomona Broncos. The throw-in is in. It's over everyone's head except Korsberg, and she's able to get it to Mendez, who clears it down the line for Hinskin to chase. And look at Hinskin chase. She is getting over there in a hurry. Pomona can do nothing but clear it to the back all the way to their goalie, but their goalie does have a good clearance. Not good enough to get by Catherine Ripple, though. Catherine Ripple tries to play it down the line. Is able to play it right towards me, the broadcaster, but that would be out of bounds, so it'll be Ripple ball off of Pomona. She plays it to Pimentel. Pimentel does a quick turnaround pass. It's cleared out by Pomona for yet another throw-in for Dominican, working their way up this right sideline. A very, very impressive crowd for this first game for Dominican. Very encouraging, in fact. You see the enthusiasm that Dominican is really starting to have for their sports programs. And now that we're getting into Division II even more, starting to have more and more successful programs, these fans are coming out to see. 14 and a half minutes left in this 1-0 game. There's a foul on Pomona over on the right side for Dominican. It'll be Kayla Carlson in the attacking right side to put in the cross off of this free kick. She looks to wind up. A lot of players for Dominican in there for heads. Carlson plays a beautiful ball right to the keeper, but the keeper is able to punch it out. Very, very nice ball for Carlson. It looks like Dominican has got themselves a sniper in terms of free kicks in Kayla Carlson. Pomona plays up the left sideline. Now Carlson is all the way back on defense, but it's Korsberg with the one-on-one defense. Stiles looks to go right at Korsberg, but instead elects to play it to Ortega in the back. And it looks like Pomona will try to switch the field. They get by Mendez. A big right foot from Pomona. Herring is able to stop it with her knees and able to pick it up right after. Nothing too worrying for Megs Herring back there, one of the best keepers in the nation. Her drop kick is cleared out, but right to Carrie Fryer. Kaylin Baptista tries to play up to Pimentel. Pomona steals it. Now big defense by Ripple, but let's Allie Maxwell get by her. Now we'll have to get back. Ripple luckily has some very decent speed and is able to get back to Maxwell. However, she clears it out of bounds past the touchline. Maxwell thought it was her ball. Unfortunately, she was wrong. It was cleared right off of Maxwell. Excellent, excellent defense by Ripple. Getting back after the initial burn, using her speed and clearing it off of the defender. Quality stuff by Ripple so far this game. It'll be another goal kick for Megs Herring. Just under 13 minutes left in this game. Just two shots so far for Dominican. One real quality opportunity so far. 9 on the Broncos side, while Megs Herring has had to make 5 saves so far. Jill Thomas plays up to Hinskin. Hinskin is not quite that fast. She does have some speed, but the ball is gobbled up by Sarah Roman, the keeper for these Broncos. Roman with a big leg to the back of the center circle. And there seems to be a little shaken up on the play by Hinskin. She will walk it off, though. It'll be Roman ball at her feet. Roman with a nice left foot to Ripple. Ripple plays it to the middle, right to Mendez. Mendez looking around, gets by the first defender. Plays Pimentel. Pimentel has it on her right foot. It's double-teamed. Can't quite get past the double team fast enough, though. Maxwell looks to shoot up the left side for Pomona, but can't quite do it. It's too far out of bounds for Dominican. It'll be a Ripple throw-in. She plays it to Pimentel. Tries again the quick turnaround kick that she loves, and it kicks it right against the chest of Pomona defender. It'll be another Ripple throw-in on the right side, attacking half for Dominican now. Ripple to Pimentel. Doesn't quite get to Pimentel, though. And Pomona is able to clear it. Ripple again has to get back in a hurry, and she does. The ball is right to Hinskin. Has an opportunity, but Hinskin is offsides. Pimentel right off that turnaround kick again. Just shot it to the wide open Hinskin in the middle. But Hinskin might have been a foot offsides if that just got caught watching a little bit. It's so important not to get caught watching as that forward player. Again, caught watching. Hinskin did not go towards the ball and let the Pomona defender get right in front of her. She'll have to have a little more hustle than that. We know she has hustle. We know she has the speed. Carlson comes over all the way to the left sideline to clear the ball out for a Pomona throw after their clearance and cross over to the right side. A couple substitutions for Pomona now. Number 25, Melissa Garcia, coming onto the floor, as well as number 15, Malia Spencer. The throw-in is in. It gets by Dominican, but not a second time as Carrie Fryer is able to get back, clear that ball out. Here's Thomas's header, right to Hinskin. Hinskin does a good job of bodying up. Mendez, the playmaker, looks up, but looks up a little too long. No one told her that there was a man behind. Got to have that communication, especially in the middle of the field. Now it'll be Thomas on the chase. And good chase, too, because forced Pomona to clear it out of bounds. Yet another throw-in on this right side for Catherine Ripple. She has to hold on, though, because there is a substitution. A very, very nice sight to see. Jessica Ramirez coming back onto this field in favor of Jessica Hinskin. Ramirez will have to use that body of hers, have to use that aggression that she loves so much. And that head that she loves so much. She really loves to flick those headers. This flick of the header, unfortunately, goes out of bounds, though. The ball will be held again. Substitution on the play for Pomona on their throw-in. Number 26, Lauren Miller, coming out in favor of Nicole Killigrew, the older Killigrew, the veteran Killigrew. Throw-in was on the right side. They look to flick it by. Korsberg on the hard defense. Here's Carrie Fryer. She gets a little pull of the jersey, and there will be a foul on the play. Referee stops time, and you know what that means. There will be a card coming out for Miss Fryer. She sees the yellow, doesn't phase her too much, runs back on defense. A yellow card for Carrie Fryer with about 8 minutes left in this game. The first card of the entire game. A little surprising, especially for college soccer. But the referee has kept pretty good control over this game so far. Really, nothing dirty from either team. Just some hard-nosed girls soccer right now. A flick is behind the defense and unfortunately cleared out by Dominican. A little lucky there. Some quick plays by the heads of Dominican feet and heads because that went off the shin of Kayla Carlson out for a Pomona corner kick. Pomona on their corner kicks, lines up on the outside of the 18 to run in. The cross is in. It's a high cross. Carlson is right there, as she always is, though. Right out to Pimentel. Pimentel has Ramirez and plays it right to the Pomona defender. Just need to get right behind to have Ramirez with a little bit of space. Now Mendez on the defense. And Pomona, I don't think that was a shot. It looked to be a right side pass. And it looks like it will be a goal kick. Megs Herring on the goal kick. 7.5 minutes left in this game. Still 1-0. Dominican has to catch up and close that gap to at least tie their season opener. So far, an encouraging performance from Dominican, though. They only had a 500 season and really had a 500 season for the first time in a very, very long time, too, last year. And I've only started to build on it so far, looking like they have a lot of good combinations, a lot of good triangles, and really defensively, so far it doesn't get much better than the Dominican defense. They are some of the most hard-nosed group and tough group I have ever seen. Korsberg proves that yet again, steps up on the attacking midfielder, but kicks it out of bounds for a Pomona throw-in. It'll be a Pomona throw on the left side, right at the midway point. The throw is down the line. Ripple's on the defense. So is Baptista. Baptista is able to get the clear. Hands all over Ramirez. No call, though. It'll be Pomona ball. They get the clearance. They pass it right at the middle in the air. Malia Spencer tries to play it into the middle, but actually is able to get it back after she lost the ball with a big slide from Spencer. Good flick of the ball by Pimentel. Pimentel to Thomas. Oh, and Thomas did not see the other defender get back. Tried to play it to Ramirez. But you gotta talk to her. You gotta have that communication out on the soccer field. Make sure everybody knows at all times. And that goes for everybody. That can't just be the center backs talking the entire time. That has to be the midfielders. That has to be the forwards. If you can see that angle better than the person with the ball, then you need to tell them right away. It's only part of the huge teamwork aspect that goes into soccer. The ball by Dominican in the middle, played all the way over to the box, headed back to the keeper, and the keeper is able to pick it up. And just in case you're not aware, she did pick it up after the header, because you are allowed to do that after it is passed by your teammate. If the ball is passed by your teammate with any part of your body except your foot, that could be your chest, your shoulder, your thigh even, which a lot of people don't know about. If you pass it with anything other than your foot back to the keeper is allowed to pick it up, which Roman did just then. In the middle of the field now, Ramirez has the ball. She plays it over the left. Pimentel, back to Thomas. Ramirez takes the ball instead. Ramirez with a little space over on the right side, but triple teamed all of a sudden. Still has it, though. Over to the streaking Ripple. Ripple with the big cross, and it's an unsuccessful cross. Shanked the ball on her kick. Was really just couldn't quite slow down enough. She was streaking over on the right side. Ramirez had no help, and Ripple did an excellent run down the right sideline. However, did have a defender on her and wasn't able to get the quality cross off. 4 minutes left of play here. 4 minutes left to play for Dominican to equalize it. And Koleski knows that because she puts her best goal scorer, Golnick, in for these last 4 minutes in favor of Jill Thomas. Let's see if Golnick is the spark that this Dominican team has needed. The goal kick gets past Ripple. Played back by Pomona. Up that left sideline, but stolen by Baptista. Not enough, though. It goes out of bounds off of Baptista for a Pomona throw-in. Just less than 4 minutes now for Dominican to keep that attacking pressure on. Golnick with the header. Goes right to Pomona. Baptista, though, steals the ball. Baptista still working off of Baptista's foot. Pomona throw. And Pomona in no hurry to get that ball. At a bit of a saunter pace they are, which is gamesmanship. It happens in soccer. If you're ahead, why would you be in a hurry to go get that ball when you have nothing but time on your hands? Carlson with a big clearance that Dominican needs. The clearance goes right to Pomona, though, and good one touches by Pomona to get it right back up into the attacking half of their field. Mendez on the attacking side. Mendez with a good turn of the ball and draws the foul. Under 3 minutes left for Dominican to attack. Carlson puts the ball down. Big clear. Right to Golnick. And Golnick is able to keep the ball and able to, looks like she plays it over to the sideline to Megan Hansen. A good, great through ball to Megan Hansen. Golnick to Mendez. Mendez with a great turn. Has the ball in the middle. Looks for the shot and got her foot caught by either defender or the ground. Over the top to Pimentel. Has a little space in front. Tries to get the shot off, but there are four defenders around her. She can't get a good shot off. And the ball trickles over to the goalie, Roman. A very, very good opportunity with that over-the-top ball to Pimentel. Yet Pomona did a good job defensively of swarming Pimentel after she got that ball. Now Hansen has to clear it out of bounds, and the clock will be stopped for a substitution. 1:47 left in this game. 10 shots so far for these Pomona Broncos. Just 2 for Dominican. That last attempt by Pimentel, not quite a shot, as it might have hit another defender as well. It'll be Pomona throw on the right side. Again, just under 2 minutes left to play. These two teams will be going very, very hard in these last 2 minutes, especially with their fitness level. Pomona is known to have excellent fitness, actually. It's one of the reasons they have been in this game and been attacking so long. One of the reasons they made the NCAA tournament last year, too. Pomona still has the ball, tries to keep possession. They will not be looking to attack necessarily. They will really just be looking to keep the ball from Dominican. However, they attack in doing that. And Dominican is not able to clear it out of bounds. They have to pass it out for a corner kick. Yet another opportunity for these Broncos to waste a few more seconds. They will not be taking their time on this corner kick. They will be taking their time on this corner kick. They will not be in any hurry. The kick is a short one. Headed out by Ramirez. Lauren has to come back, but it's a good play to make sure that Lauren Golnick doesn't get the ball by Pomona. Everybody thought it was offsides, but it wasn't. Herring handles the shot. Here comes Golnick. She plays it over to Hansen. Hansen on the attacking side now. Big play, big collision by Hansen and the Pomona defender. Pomona clearance is straight up in the air. Still a big opportunity for Dominican. Ramirez gets tied up, but no foul on the play. Interesting call there. And did Ripple play it before it went out of bounds? She didn't. She almost made a crucial mistake there by touching the ball before it went out of bounds. Referee said no, though. Baptista gets past the double team. And the falling defender is able to stop her. Pomona with the ball now, looking up that left side. They get it to the middle. It'll be Melia Spencer. Still with the ball. With Carrie Fry on her back. With a big shot, Megs Herring didn't really know what to do with the knuckleball. She had to save it with her legs. And it gets cleared out by Ripple. Ripple needs to pass it out. 5 seconds left, and there's not a lot Dominican can do at this point. That is the final buzzer. This game ends 1-0 in favor of these Pomona Broncos. The visitors pull away. They got that goal in the first half, and Dominican could never come back. Now, in the first half, there really was not a lot of Dominican attacking, yet still they were able to get a shot off, and they were still able to thwart almost every single defensive attack that Pomona had. However, one slip-up can do it all, and that is what happened. Carlson stepped up. Korsberg was not able to clear the ball, and neither was Ripple. And that unfortunate trickle right to Elisa Gonzalez was able to have her right in front of the goal. Not a lot Megs Herring could do. The shot hit the side netting, and that was the only goal of our time. Jessica Ramirez had absolutely the best opportunity for Dominican. Kind of an angled shot from the right side, but it was a very, very good first touch for her. Unfortunately, could not quite make the play. For Dominican, University, we actually have a very, very exciting interview here on radio.dominican.edu. Brandon Limebeck, the brand new, newly hired, athletic director for Dominican, I will be lucky enough to come talk to him here on Penguin Radio, ask him a few questions, and really see what's going on with this new athletics department for Dominican. Brandon Limebeck, it's very, very exciting to see you, and please tell us how you're doing.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a great day out here at Canelli Field, and I think our girls really played hard. I think Tara played a lot of young girls, and I think a lot of people are getting a good chance to play, so it was just great to get out here and see the crowd for a Thursday afternoon. Beautiful day in San Rafael.
So obviously you're very, very excited to be the new athletic director of Dominican. Is there maybe any new things that you can talk about that you want to implement into any of the programs, especially any of the fall programs?
Yeah, I mean, right now I think we're really just focused on getting more competitive. We're trying to maybe go through a fundraising plan if we can raise a few more dollars to get some more scholarships. Obviously, at Dominican, we're doing it right with the student-athletes. We're true to the student portion, and I think if we can get our teams a little more competitive, that's really our goal, top to bottom. Obviously, with the hiring of, you know, Tara Kaleski, you know, a great new coach coming on board, and we're really excited about the future of all our sports. But to get someone of her caliber to come and lead our program, that's really exciting for us.
I'm glad you brought Kaleski up. Could you elaborate a little bit more about that hiring, about what she's going to bring to this women's team?
Sure. I think anytime you get someone who's played at the national level like that, that's a huge plus for a Division II program. Plus, she has successful head coaching experience at the Division II level as well as Division I. So just a great fit. Wanted to get back to a college campus, and again, she's already, you know, shown she's out recruiting all over, you know, from whether it be Arizona to Southern California, and I think we're going to see dividends in years to come. And if you look at her roster today, I mean, again, a lot of young girls up top, and I think getting those young women minutes is only going to help us in the future.
And what about on the men's side? They lost longtime coach John Delano, as did the women's team, but they have an incumbent, actually, in Philip Belecci guard. What can you expect from him as far as the men's team?
Yeah, I'm really excited about Phil's enthusiasm. I mean, he's been with his program for so long, especially being an alum. So really excited what he brings to the table. You know, he's more defensive-minded, and I think he knew what he had coming back this year. And I think he's real excited about the prospects. You know, he obviously got the choice of which team he wanted since he was on board. He wanted the men, and it's kind of more of a sexier game these days. It's
definitely
a little faster. But again, I think it's just going to be a fun year. And again, Phil, is just his enthusiasm is contagious, and I think we're going to be real strong going forward with Phil at the helm.
Now, Brandon, you ever played the beautiful game?
You know, when I was a little kid, but it's funny, my daughter is she's 13 and she's playing on a club team up in Petaluma. So
really?
I watch a lot of soccer. My son is 7 and he plays as well. So I get my soccer fix on the weekend, definitely.
I mean, it is just one of the best games in the world. In my opinion, the best game in the world. And we can't wait to have you out here more for these soccer games. And really, as far as Dominican is concerned, we're very, very excited to have you out here as our athletic director, especially because you're here. You're watching the games. You're excited about the games, and I think we can really tell your enthusiasm, too.
Yeah, I'll be here at all the games. I appreciate, you know, Penguin Radio for coming out here and covering the games. That means a lot to us. I think with the exposure we're going to get on the Stretch Internet, and especially through you guys, it's just going to help our program.
Well, Brandon, thank you very much for coming out to radio.dominican.edu. It's a pleasure to have you.
Anytime. Look forward to it again. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That was Athletic Director Brandon Limebeck, brand new athletic director, taking over the former position of longtime athletic director for Dominican, Terry Toomey. Now, Terry Toomey was loved, but Brandon Limebeck is already making his mark on this program. Now, we have here a member of the Cal Poly Pomona team's Ali Maxwell. We have Ali Maxwell's dad, Scott Maxwell. Scott, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
Now, Scott, please tell us what you thought of this game.
Well, I thought it was fun to watch. It was evenly matched. Obviously, Cal Poly Pomona got a few more shots on goal than these other guys, but they're a good-looking team. I think they're going to do well this year.
What are you excited about as far as this Pomona team's as far as this Pomona team going forward into this year? Now, I know they made the NCAA tournament last year. They're picked to be third in their conference this year. They really have some high expectations. What do you expect from them?
Well, I have high expectations from them as well.
Good.
My daughter just transferred down here. This is her junior year. And so we're excited about the season. This is a good game to build on going forward from there.
You guys are from Redding, California?
Yes, we are.
What made you pick the SoCal location of?
Well, she had a couple of good recruiters. The two coaches that recruited her are no longer there. They're now over at CSULA.
Okay.
But she loves the campus. She's just really looking forward to her season. She loves her team, loves her new coaches.
Excellent. Well, Scott, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Glad to have your input.
My
always,
pleasure.
Always a pleasure to
All
have
right.
the input of a parent and a fan. Thank you. It's really, really great to hear from the fans as well as the up and ups as far as Brandon Limebach is concerned. This has been a women's soccer broadcast. This game really had it all. It had a card. It had a goal. Unfortunately, it did not have a Dominican win, though. My name is Jordan Smith. You can catch me every single game on the same place, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'll be out here every game here at the beautiful Kenley Field. Men's, women's, it doesn't matter. Again, final score of 1-0 in favor of Pomona. My name is Jordan Smith, and this has been radio.dominican.edu.